Transparency, What's Your Story with Mr. Jean? This podcast takes you through the lives of people who have had transparent moments with life, love, and loss. More importantly, they found their triumph through their tribulations. I'm your host, Mr. Jean. I'm an entrepreneur, singer-songwriter, motivational speaker, but more importantly, I'm happy that you decided to stop by and listen to this episode. Hey, 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 so happy to have you guys here. This week on our podcast, we're going to talk to a fellow podcaster whose show is called The Answer Is Yes. We've got fellow podcaster Jim Riley on the show, as well as we're going to talk about the struggle right here on Transparency. Thank you all for stopping by. So greatly appreciated. I'm happy you guys are enjoying the podcast. It is my pleasure and privilege to be able to bring you some stories that have been on my heart for a while. More importantly, to inspire, more importantly, push you to your next level. If you've not picked up my book, Transparency, 12 Weeks to the New You, it is on Amazon. As well as, if you like interesting stories and articles about health, mental health, physical health, personal training, needing some extra to get you through the day, stop by the AliveExperienceOnline.com. It is a link in my bio. I have over 500 articles about health and fitness, about what you can do. More importantly, if you've not seen the podcast, make your way over there and check out Transparency, What's Your Story. Also, I know some of you all know we do have a telephone number. That's right. If you want to call in and tell me your story, I would really love to hear it. That number is 818-660-5374. Again, 818-660-5374. Thank you guys for your time, and as always, be well. I had the privilege to interview Mr. Jim Riley. He's a fellow podcaster of the show, The Answer Is Yes. As a consultant, life coach, connoisseur in many things, he has said yes to those things that will inspire you and also give you food for thought. Take a listen.
I got you.
You got me and I got you. It's a wonderful thing. This is a wonderful thing. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. I can't believe how great the weather is and how beautiful it is today.
It's an incredible day today. It's truly incredible. I'm more happy that I finally got you on the phone because you are as busy podcaster as I am.
Yeah, I'm up to 70 shows now, and it's amazing how fast time goes by when you start recording these things. And really, the interest coming back at you, I've got so many people that want to be on the show. It's such a nice compliment. It's thrilling.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. Well, since I don't have much time, let me just jump right into this. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got this gentleman here. He's a fellow podcaster, but more importantly, his show is completely, I can't say completely, but it's very different than mine. He goes by the host. His name is Jim Riley. And tell everybody, I don't want to mess it up. Tell everybody the title of your podcast.
Yeah, the show is called The Answer Is Yes. And we base that around people that have said yes to opportunities in their life that have gotten them to where they're at today. So typically we interview business leaders, athletes, executives, and people that might own their own business.
I love it. I love it. Now, more importantly, I want to make sure so that my folks know where they can find your shows. What platforms are you on?
Yeah, super easy on iTunes, our Spreaker, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Google. The list kind of goes on. CBS Radio just came out, cbsradio.com, so that we're excited about that. But yeah, okay. It's an easy internet search. It'll pop right up.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so Jim, this is about you and me. I have to say, see, Jim and I, we met actually not here in California because I'm based in California. We met in Montana.
Yeah.
Of all places. And his lovely wife, I met his lovely wife and the kids before. And through us just hanging out, I got to know more about Jim. And he told me about this wonderful podcast. But Jim, I know there's more of a story about you. Before you got into the podcast game of being a host, what got you into wines, ladies and gentlemen? Yes, this man here has a wonderful wine collection, a wonderful wine business. If you're into wines, he found out how much I love wines. But it's down in Tijuana. but it's called Baja United Wines.
Yeah, no, you got the name right. We're actually a little bit south of Tijuana. We're in the region called the Val de Guadalupe, which is a great wine growing region. There is some wineries that have been there for over 100 years.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and to answer your question specifically, I've been in the spirit business for over 20 years. I used to be the vice president of marketing for Ketel One Vodka, and they had a big sale to a major conglomerate. And when that happened, I left there and I started my own tequila company out of Tequila, Mexico, which is mainland Mexico. And I ran that for 9 years and basically retired from the business to spend more time with my girls. I've got a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old home. And I had this notion that I would import wine from Baja because I love being down there as a hobby. And as things would have it, the hobby turned into a real full throttle business because the demand and what's happening down there as a wine appellation region and what people are hearing up here in the United States. So it's no longer a hobby, turned into another job, but we love it. We're having a great time doing it.
That is great. I have to admit, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this gentleman, he just asking the first question out of his mouth was, do you love wine? And that's like asking a fat kid who loves cake. I mean, it is incredible. The wines are truly incredible. Tell them the website that they can actually go get these wines.
Yeah, you can go to Baja, B-A-J-A, United Wines, BajaUnitedWines.com. We've got 5 different wineries that we represent on the website. And we can ship to 35 states right now around the U.S. So we're very excited about that. And if you're in California, especially Southern California, we've got distribution in about 400 bars and restaurants right now. And even some big places like Costco all over San Diego, Sprouts Market, Vaughn's Pavilions in Orange County. And then it's really rocking. I'm telling you, man, it's like a full throttle business now.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations, man. I'm just so happy for you with just the business. And it's interesting that, I mean, you started in the spirits business with Ketel One. I'm just curious, what even got you into the spirits business?
Well, because you said the story shows a little bit about me, let me give you the 5 minutes. Well, I'll try to give it. My brother's the CEO of the company. His sister-in-law is the owner. And I was in the restaurant business and I loved it. But I got a little burnt out. I've got a little burnt out there because, you know, the menu's just one item, burgers. And going up to Lake Tahoe to kind of restart where I was at. And I became the food and beverage director for Sierra Tahoe Ski Resort. And within that job, I started doing a Saturday morning television show for the local channel and started talking about food, but also what we were serving at the bar and some of the cocktails and the different craft beers and everything. And I did that for a couple years. And, you know, living in a mountain town is like living on an island. Eventually, you got to get back to the city. So I moved back to Orange County, and, you know, as fate would have it, I met the owner of Ketel One Vodka and the president, two different people, and they're like, wow, we just love your background and who you are and the fact that you're on TV. And I try to downplay. I'm like, look, it just was local TV. And like, no, we really want to break into the Hollywood segment and promote our brand around the celebrities. We know you're the guy to do it. I'm like, well, if you believe that, I'm your guy. That was on a Friday.
Wow.
I was on a Friday night at a fundraiser for the Pacific Symphony, and on Monday they were handing me a job offer that I accepted, and I helped build that brand in the Hollywood sector and around the country and off into Canada and eventually around the world in different parts. So it really was, it was at right place, right time, and saying yes to an opportunity in front of me.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so you love the passion of the spirits business. You have now shifted into the podcast world with your show. What gave you the idea of wanting to do a show like that?
Well, you know, my show this week is with a guy by the name of Ken Barrett. And in our discussion on the show, we talk about byproducts of a business and reevaluating your business maybe on a quarterly basis and looking at what byproducts could come out of what you're doing. When I launched the wine business, I knew that I would be able to get some bars and restaurants around the state to carry us, but I really am in tune to direct-to-consumer wine sales through the internet. And right now, it's a $2.3 billion business online across the country. I thought, well, I'm going to sell my one.
Wait. Say that again. Say it again.
$2.3 billion business online.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Now you got to
continue. I'm going to submit.
Yeah, and so you got to understand. You know, that's Amazon, eBay, and all these wine companies and winery shipping across the U.S. But that there's potential there, right?
Right.
So I started building out my direct consumer wine base. That's the BajaUnitedWines.com page, and you know, when you're online, it's all about SEO and traffic. And I thought, well, how can I build up my SEO? Now, I'm pretty good on social media. I've got a lot of followers, and the brand's got a lot of followers, and I do the Twitter and the Instagram and the Facebook and the LinkedIn. But what I didn't realize is how powerful YouTube was. It's the second largest search engine, as well as the strength of podcasting.
Mm.
So a year ago, I thought, hey, you know what? If I built out a podcast, it would help build up my SEO for the wine, ultimately why I launched the podcast.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Now what's crazy about that is, you know, when we talk about byproducts is I thought, well, you know, what am I going to talk about? How am I going to talk about wine every week? You know, I haven't been doing this for 30 years, like some people. So I thought, well, what could I talk about that I'm good at? And I thought, you know what, I'm going to talk to business leaders about saying yes to opportunities in their life, because I've always been a big proponent of getting off your butts, and that's B-U-T apostrophe S,
yes, sir,
and get out there and do something and saying yes to things. So the podcast came to be The Answer Is Yes, and I started talking to business leaders. And before my show with the interview, I would talk about what's happening down in Baja and my business so people could follow along. And that's how it developed. What's been crazy, though, and I love talking about this, is the byproduct of the podcast. You know, we've got sponsors of the show now. I'm doing life coaching. I've got some consulting businesses going on. And I've just seen this thing flourish for me into several other businesses. And again, I'm having the time of my life.
Brother, I'm so proud of you. I love it. I know there's going to be tons of stuff I'll be learning from you behind the scenes. But with you now having this show, The Answer Is Yes, which is just a byproduct of you, I know there must have been some sort of transparent moments that you've had upon this journey that gave you the vision to keep moving forward.
Well, yeah, there's two parts to that, right? I'm a big believer in having goals. I was a Mark Victor Hansen fan when I was young. If you don't know the name, he was co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Okay.
You know, he had a line that says, what you believe is what you will achieve. And in the 80s, I always thought one day I'd like to be a public speaker, because I heard the likes of Pat Riley and Tommy Lasorda and all these greats that were doing the speaking tours in the 80s. I thought one day I want to do that.
Uh-huh.
So a moment for me when I started to thinking about doing this podcast was, wow, you know, that could be a good segue into me becoming a public speaker.
Right.
So I was motivated to get it off the ground. But what really happened, and I think this is the answer to your question, is after I launched my first show, which is my personal story, and I told some of it, you know, on this show, it's my whole personal story. The following day, I received 3 phone calls from colleagues that I respect in different industries, and they all asked me for advice. And they asked it because they said, you know, Jim, something you said resonated with me, and I'm going through this. Would you mind helping me? And to me, I thought, man, this is a moment here. I have stumbled upon something that, A, I can help somebody else, but B, I've got something to offer.
Right.
And I was motivated to extend that into a continuation of my podcast and really to focus on making sure I had the best guests I could possibly find and cover topics that were important to other people. And all that has motivated me to continue doing it. And that's, again, why I say I'm having the time of my life.
So then, within your first episode, how did it feel leaving you in that podcast of letting everybody know, this is who I am, this is where I'm at? How did that feel?
You know, it's funny you ask that, because I didn't think about that at the time when I was recording the show. I never thought, oh, I'm going to leave. I'm throwing myself out there, right? And because literally, that's what we're doing. And
right.
I received a compliment yesterday from a business colleague that heard my show for the first time. I said, oh, I appreciate the compliment. He goes, no, thank you for putting yourself out there. And it blows me away that that's how people perceive it. And I'm happy to do it. And the way I look at it is if people can learn from my experiences, then I'm happy to put myself out there.
Exactly. Exactly. It was funny. I was listening to Chris Hogan. I also follow his podcast. And he made such a statement for us as podcasters that, you know, to be in a place where we are exposing ourselves and being honest with people that are listening, if it's able to change somebody's life, then it's all worth it.
Yeah. You know, to take that a step further is on Mondays, I extended my show to a Baja specific show. It's called Baja Sessions.
Okay.
And when I came out with that, I was asking some of my colleagues, like, hey, what do you think about the shows? And do you have any advice? You know, I was just wanted to be better. And a director that does a lot of films of sporting activities, he told me, he goes, Jim, he goes, you have to find your voice and make sure that voice is the same for both your shows, because we love you for who you are. And I guess the best way to describe that is in my business show on Wednesdays, you know, the questions are methodical. They're well thought out. Whereas with the Baja show, I got a little bit too casual, you know, where you go, hey, bro, hey, how's it going? And he said, that doesn't sound like you to me. So don't try to dumb down your show for your guests, because they're a different caliber of people. And I really took that to heart, mm-hmm. you know. So I'm trying to be very consistent with who I am and what my voice is on my shows and how I portray myself.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's always, I think, a challenge for all of us, just, you know, consistency. But it seems like, you know, you get to the heart of why the person stepped out. I mean, your show is, I mean, with it being that, you know, the answer is yes, but you get to the heart as to why they said the yes. And I think that's such a unique part about what you do. And so with that being a unique part, now with you now transitioning into consulting, and now with you doing more of the life coaching, are you noticing within yourself a different style of vulnerability, or tapping into what I call the root cause or whatever blockage, especially like with folks, you know, doing the life coaching? I mean, what's your plan of action usually with most people that you're consulting?
You know, what I find is that what people perceive as big problems are easy to solve or push through. People lack confidence in a lot of areas of their life. And a lot of that comes from not being encouraged to be and do who they are, whether that's because you lack a certain education that you feel society demands of you, or if you haven't done something that, you know, you feel like you can't do it, but yet it's not that difficult. Getting out of your comfort zone. And I like to encourage people to do that. And by the way, and I know that this isn't what your show's about, but one of the things that I love the most about Spartan Racing, where we met at, was that it really encourages people to get past their mental hurdles. And I always use the fire jump as an example. You know, the fire is like a foot high, maybe a foot and a half high. But if you're afraid of fire, you're not going to want to jump even a foot that you can do anytime, anywhere, probably. And when you see people jump over that fire at the finish line, you see that sense of accomplishment on their face, right, knowing that they did something that they didn't believe was possible. And I like to implore that same tactic in my business advice or my life coaching advice, and try to dig out what people think are their hurdles and walk them through that and help them recognize their success. Right. I've got a client that was dealing with money issues in the family and saving and all that stuff. And in our 2 months of working together, at some point, he was still very frustrated with where he was at. I said, well, look, let's look at your success in a month and a half. You know, he'd been living a life of financial challenges. And in a month and a half, he had jumped like some major, major hurdles, but yet he was still discouraged. I said, look how much you've done in a month and a half. You have to recognize that, celebrate that, and know that you're on the right path to lead to where you ultimately want to be. And he's like, well, I didn't really think about how much success we've had. I was just frustrated. I said, well, you have to give yourself the courage and the satisfaction that you're making small steps. Things don't happen overnight, you know?
Exactly. No, exactly. And yes, I do talk about, you know, Spartan stuff. I usually don't really lead into the Spartan stuff right off the bat. But, you know, Spartan has been a great tool for people to break those insecurities, to, you know, challenge themselves, as more importantly, change themselves. So I do find it as an honor and a privilege, you know, that I'm able to motivate you, as well as, you know, last year I motivated over 500,000 people. in Spartan just with all the races that I did. And to hear the stories of people coming back saying, you know,
yeah,
you, whatever, you know, I sometimes I'm speaking such from the heart. I'm so tired that I don't remember all everything I've said to people. But if it resonates with them, if it brings them a positive change, then I know that's what my calling was for. And that's what the vehicle is for. So, you know, I completely get what you're saying is, you know,
yeah,
it's not the vision. It's not the view of what we automatically see. It is the outcome of what we've become.
Yeah, and so, I'm glad you bring that up, because there's an important point to make within that. And by the way, for your listeners, you really have motivated that many people, because what you do at the races, at the starting line, when people are getting ready to go on this journey, and most of them are fearful of it, because I see people in the gym that want to go do it. You really are the starting point of that. So I want to credit you for that and let your listeners know that you really are motivating that any people. But what I wanted to say to your point is, you know, as it relates to Spartan, but as in life, you know, after I saw you in Chino a couple weeks ago, I was waiting for my wife to come around the course, and I was talking to a gentleman that still had yet to go later in the day. Clearly, well, it was his first race, and clearly this was something he was really worked up to go out and do. And he asked me how my race was, and I happened to finish second place in my age group, so I had a really good day. And he goes, wow, that's incredible. I said, you know what? You want to know what's incredible? I said, look at these people in front of you. These people in this open class that have trained and are fearful of being out here. These people are incredible because they are overcoming their fears. What I did is just improve my training since the last race. And, you know, I focus on just this one thing. I said, although my achievement is great, the incredible people are right in front of you. And I think in life, we don't realize how incredible we could actually be in our everyday life and who we are. We don't have to be that celebrity on TV or, you know, some famous person. We're doing incredible every day as normal human beings.
Exactly. Exactly. You are truly inspirational. I have to admit, this is, I feel like it's refreshing as well as informative. And I know that those that listen to this podcast can appreciate the transparency of what you're bringing. And I truly am humbly appreciate that. I've got one more question just for you.
Yeah.
That when Jim Riley wakes up in the morning and looks himself in the mirror, what does he see?
Well, I am so proud to be a father. I'm 51. I've got a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old. And when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I see is a dad in the mirror that wants nothing more than to love his children, be the best father I could possibly be in everything that I do. And I know through the work that I'm doing, like my consulting, my podcasting, my online business, that all those things together are helping me achieve my financial goal and my goal of being able to work from home and do things as a family, right? So I feel really good about who I see in the mirror. And a lot of that comes from aligning myself with what my goals and dreams are as a dad and as a husband and working towards them every day.
I love it. If you see it, I know then that reflection that you see, many must see also. And that's why everything around you is just growing and flourishing. So I thank you. Before I let you go, because I know you are on a time frame, I'm going to do what's called rapid fire. So these are just going to be quick questions off the top of your head. I'm going to ask you real quick. You can give me a real quick answer. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Here we go. Favorite food at your fast food restaurant?
In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out Burger.
I eat what they call it, a Flying Dutchman. It's just two meat patties with a piece of cheese. That's it.
I've never heard of that. Oh, my gosh. A Flying Dutchman. Okay. I'm going to actually steal that from you.
You should.
I definitely am. No, next time I'm going, or actually the next time I see you, I may just have to bring you one and have it at the start for you. That's a little.
Yeah. Thing. Yeah. That'd be perfect.
Favorite dessert?
Ice cream, chocolate
ice cream. Okay. If you, the minute that we get off this interview was to get out your car, you find a lottery ticket and it's for $10 million that you win. What's the next thing you're going to do?
Oh, I'm going to pack my family up and go sit on a beach somewhere and then figure out how we can help others.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I have this vision, by the way. I know this is rapid fire, but I had a couple extra minutes. I have this vision, by the way, that I want to help fund other businesses. I want to interview people that want to start a business, and I want to help fund those startup businesses. That's what I would do if I had that kind of money, because I am so pro entrepreneur, especially if somebody wants to get into the trade practice, that that's what I would do with the bulk of that money, is help fund other businesses and watch people achieve things that they didn't think were capable of doing.
I like your idea, and I think that's possible. Last question. Is there anything that I forgot to ask you that you would love to say or let folks know?
Well, it's, you know, and I appreciate the questions you've given me. It's allowed me to talk a little bit about my life. What I would like to let others know, though, is just the importance of aligning yourself with a goal, taking the time to write down short-term and long-term goals, not only for yourself, but for you and your family, for you and your work life, you and your health and physical life, because that is so important to be healthy and physical. And I know that a lot of times that it becomes cliche to talk about some of those terms, like, oh, you have to write down goals every New Year's and, you know, what you believe is what you achieve. But you know what, when you put yourself into that mental state and you actually focus on those goals and actually believe in yourself, you will accomplish so many great things. You know, when I started with Spartan, my wife and I, we thought, hey, let's go do this because it seemed like a fun group, you know, team activity. So we went out and did it. We did our first race. It was a sprint. So it was just 3.5-4 miles. We barely made it. We thought, oh my gosh, we barely made this, right? Next one, which was a super, which was the 8 miles. And it's like, okay, we did it. We barely made it, but we did it. By the time we get to our third race, which was another super, my wife's going, man, people are going slow. They're in my way. I said, well, maybe you should step up to the competitive age group, which we did. Now, I don't say this because I want to brag about us and who we are. I want to say this because I want people to understand, when you put a goal out there and you strive for that goal, that you can achieve so many great things. My wife is now on the podium almost every race in her competitive age group. She actually won. She won Sunday in Lake Tahoe, which was a 13.5 mile. You know, those were the world championships out up there. She won. Yes. She won her age group that day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So pretty
wow,
great for her. I went to Iceland and did the Ultra Beast, and I got second place in my age group from people around the world. And you know, the point is that a year and a half later of going, okay, we want to do something significant in this series, and we put our mind to it. Look at where we're at, and that can be applied in business and in life and in family. And that's what I do every day in all genres of my life. And I just want people to realize how important it is to have goals, to focus on them, and go after them. And they are achievable.
Write them down and check them off the list, right?
I do it every day. I got to tell you, I use a yellow notepad. And every day I go back to it and say, okay, where am I at on these items? And they fall into my work life too and what I want to make and all that. But I do it every day, man. And it works. Absolutely works.
Thank you for reminding me, because I have sticky notes all over of me checking off things with ideas and making sure that they're done and making sure that I've completed them. So thank you for that reassurance that I'm actually on the right path. I appreciate that.
You got it, buddy. You got it.
So I'm going to let you go. Ladies and gentlemen, his podcast is The Answer Is Yes. You can check it out on all formats. And more importantly, if you love what you hear, let them know that I sent you. But also, follow The Answer Is Yes. Jim, thank you for calling me. Thank you for allowing me to call you. And thank you for your time. Hopefully we can do this again real soon.
I got to tell you, I really appreciate you having me on. Congratulations on your show. And more importantly for me, I can't wait to see you at the next starting line, because you do motivate me. I really appreciate that. And just keep doing what you're doing. So cheers to you. And I look forward to seeing you soon.
So today's motivation is a phrase I've often said time and time before. If you are struggling, congratulations. Now, some people find that kind of morbid, some people kind of sometimes condescending, and it is neither one of those. Every day I have to get up like everybody else and make a choice. Do I want to stay in bed, or do I want to get up and make things happen? I have struggled with my weight most of my life, and I found out I also struggle sometimes with depression. I sometimes struggle with anxiety because I put so much pressure on me, and I know that I don't have to. But somebody used to say, they call me Mr. Perfection, Mr. Perfect. And I used to believe that because I would work so hard at making it look easy. But they didn't know the hours of time that I would put behind making it look easy. And I'll be the first one to tell you, if somebody out there said they sing, that's their talent, they still got to put some work in. And there are some that just sound, but they too have sometimes had to put their work in. It just wasn't their thing. But what I'm trying to say is, if you're struggling, congratulations. If you are struggling, trying to keep off the weight, congratulations. If you are struggling, trying to get out of bed, congratulations. If you are struggling, trying to get your finances together, congratulations. And the reason why I say congratulations is because you didn't give up. You haven't given up. You've not thrown in the towel. You're still getting up and fighting every day because you see that goal in sight. And nobody said it was going to be easy. Nobody said in a month or 12 weeks or 14 weeks. Yeah, it happens to some people, but the majority of people have got to put in the work. And that includes me. I get up every morning at 5:30 a.m. Not because I have to, it's because I need to. I need to put that work in. I need to get this story out. I need to speak the truth and be transparent to those that are sometimes listening to me. Because I have found out, even when you think nobody is paying attention, your haters are watching. And those that support you are also watching too. So who are you going to give your time to? Those that are rooting for you, or those that are behind you hating? Because those that are behind you hating, guess what? They're behind you. So if you're still struggling, congratulations. Because one day soon, you are going to see the victory that you have worked for. And that's my transparent moment. I want to thank you guys again for tuning in. Every week, I'm actually trying to get better, to present you guys something that is from the heart, more importantly, that you can relate to. Now, Gary Vee says it best, so I'm going to quote him. Sharing these thoughts is like oxygen to me. So if they resonate with you, if you feel that this can benefit somebody, subscribe, share, more importantly, like all my platforms, Instagram, Facebook, thealiveexperienceonline.com. And I look forward to speaking and sharing with you guys real soon. Be well.